The city of Medford, Oregon, is considering a new ordinance that would criminalize camping. Advocates for the homeless worry that if it becomes law, life for houseless people in Medford could get even worse.
It would make using tents, or what they call camping in tents, or even your personal vehicle, illegal within the city at all times of the year. So even during the winter, people wouldn't be able to use tents for their own safety.
May Tinnen is a volunteer for the Housing Justice Alliance in Medford.
The other piece that's really troubling is that they're going to increase the consequences of prohibited camping. So if somebody breaks the law by being in a tent, for example, it would go from a violation, which it's currently at, and actually increase to a misdemeanor. So people could be in jail for up to 30 days. There's another aspect of this ordinance, which is a little bit more nuanced, and that's that they're trying to remove people from the Bear Creek Greenway. And that's a very long, woody park area that goes through several communities in Southern Oregon. And it's, you know, for years been primarily the place where unhoused folks have been able to live. It's, you know, kind of close to downtown, but it also provides some privacy from just like being straight out in the open. And actually during COVID, it's where our county and city told unhoused folks to shelter in place. They actually told people to stay there.
45 years old, lived here in Medford for the last 5 years. Predominantly grew up in Las Vegas, divorced, 3 kids, all grown, and very opinionated. I'm very educated. No, I don't have mental illness or anything. No real addictions. The main reason why I'm out on the street is because my mother has housing, and housing does not allow me to live with her.
T-Bone is also an advocate for Medford's homeless. He currently lives in a camp in the Greenway.
The people that have camps up down where I'm at, majority of us are all older. All of our camps are very well kept and cleaned. We do as much as we possibly can to make sure that the embankment near the creek and whatnot is constantly cleaned up. Keep to ourselves, really don't do too much to really tick off the neighbors.
And now, because of, you know, a variety of reasons, the city is claiming, because of concerns about wildfire, they want everyone to leave the Greenway. The problem is that there's hundreds of people and there's no plan for where these folks are supposed to go. And then in addition to displacing people without a plan for where they can go, they're trying to, you know, increase the criminalization of trying to survive, basically.
Being out on the street, it's already stressful enough as it is. You know, it's hard. It's very, very hard, especially when you're pretty much doing it on your own. Like, I don't really have anybody that I can fall back on if something was to happen. If they pass this, which I'm praying so much that they don't, just the mental anguish alone, the stress of constantly worrying about being harassed by law enforcement, I'm starting to get to a point where, yeah, I am. I'm becoming very, very depressed. Where I'm at, I do have a little bit of a sense of safety, knowing that I can kind of lock my stuff up. It is a good thing. But if they pass this, I lose everything. I literally will go lower than pretty much where I'm at right now, which is the bottom cesspool of society, is the way most people would look at it. And I work very hard for the stuff that I have, and I don't want to have to try to fight to try to keep what stuff I do have.
You know, we do have some services in Medford, but there's massive gaps in the services, and the services that do exist are really at capacity. We have an urban campground, which is supposed to be the lowest barrier option for folks. But in order to get into that campground, you have to get a referral from the local police department. The police literally decide who goes in. In addition, that campground has just been full most of the time. Our traditional shelters are also extremely full. We have another one that, you know, there's long wait lists, and then, you know, some faith-based organizations that have programs for people that are really high barrier. And although, you know, they may work for some people, definitely doesn't kind of meet the needs of the majority of folks. You know, it's fairly bleak. There's been some really cool mutual aid projects that have sprung up in Southern Oregon, especially in the last year. I'm a part of a couple of those programs, but like, that's not going to solve the city further waging war on the poor.
They're trying to do the same thing that hundreds of others of cities have already tried to do. And it's been shown time and time again, it does not work. you know, places for us to stay, they're all full. Pass this ordinance, where are we going to go? I can't sleep in my car. I can't put up a tent anywhere. So now I have to deal with the stresses of the elements, which is going to end up just putting more people in the hospital.
One of the narratives is that there's plenty of resources for people and they just don't want them. And that by threatening people with arrest, they'll be able to, they say, you know, motivate people into accessing services. When you look at what services we actually have available to people, there just isn't enough.
To pinpoint any one specific thing, as far as the resources, it will never work. All the resources have to work together in order for any real success to happen.
If we actually respect people's personal experience and understanding, we're going to end up with solutions that are way more effective rather than coming from the outside, determining what we think people need, and then trying to like push that on them. You know, hopefully people are starting to see that actually people who are impacted, who are the ones experiencing homelessness, know best and know what needs to happen. So if people from around the state want to support our opposition to this ordinance and also just follow what's happening in Southern Oregon for houseless folks, the best way to do that is to follow Siskiyou Street News. That's spelled Siskiyou Street News on Facebook or Instagram. And you'll find links to the current petition around this ordinance and also updates about what's going on in the Rogue Valley.
You are listening to Meg, Tennant, and T-Bone discussing an upcoming proposal to criminalize camping in Medford, Oregon. From KBOO News, I'm Ethan Sandwise.